Welcome back to Your Daily Dose with Bob and Nick. It's the Bob half of that team. Today we wax poetic about the mispronunciations of our past. Come on, if you're a human being, there's a good chance that when you were a kid, there was at least one word that you got completely wrong. Don't feel bad about it. This is the episode where you can relate, relax, and feel normal, even though you too were once a dumb little kid. Enjoy.
Did you ever have any of the mispronunciations when it came to other people's names when you were a kid? Because like for a while, my sister Stephanie was Tammy to me. Because apparently I couldn't say Stephanie.
Well, I mean, but Tammy's not really even close.
No, not at all. Tammy. And she does not like it now when I call her that.
It's funny because I don't think I had any, but my brother John like mispronounced everything.
Yeah.
And I was so brutal on this kid. He's 4 years younger than I am.
Yeah.
And like so much the better human being than I am now and forever. But at this time, this poor little kid, he'd call my sister Kim Clem. Clem. Hey, Clem. Which is pretty close, by the way. It's a little different than your situation.
Yeah. Where
his missed name was actually close to the name that was chosen. He used to call helicopters helicopters.
Yep.
Olives, olives, olives. It was adorable. Guess what? I'm still making fun of him now.
Yeah, that's nice. My mom would tell me, still tells me, that I had certain words because I learned a little. I was speaking a little bit of Greek when I was like really young. And so I would apparently make up names for different things. Like Pinocchio was Pococoik. Apparently.
Wow.
Which is harder to say.
Yeah, it is. That's I like
helicopters
that name.
Were apakous.
Apakous.
Yeah.
But now is what's the Greek word for puppet?
I have no
puppet?
Idea. But
you know?
It's not even close to that.
Apakou.
Yeah.
It does sound kind of, you know, Greek, doesn't it?
I think that was the direction they were in.
So all your language had kind of a Greek influence then.
Yeah, my kid made up language. Yeah,
I was just gonna say you're like Epcot and a kid, but is there a Greece in Epcot?
There is not.
We gotta change that,
right? I'll just go there.
Wait, you mean this Canada?
I'll just put up a stand. Yeah, I think that's how they get started. Is like one person from that country goes there and decides to start building.
That's what you need to do.
Yeah, I take ownership of the Canada.
You know, do what you can, right? The Canada display was my least favorite, really, of the lands. I'm sorry.
Oh, I liked it.
Why?
It's air conditioned.
Okay, well, yeah, but I mean, all of them are, aren't they? All of them have some.
If they have an inside, yeah. But yeah. Martin Short, come on.
Okay.
Martin Short touring Canada.
I love
silly.
Martin Short. I do love him, and I love Steve Martin, and. I don't really know if I like them together, though.
It is a contrived act.
I just changed the subject again. I was listening to an episode where you were talking about me accidentally changing the subject, and now I'm becoming aware of when I do it, because you were just talking about Canada and Epcot and the fact that Martin Short was there,
I think you brought up Epcot.
Well, I did, as a matter of fact. Well, so you were following me down that path.
I'm just going
too
with you.
Easy to lead into different directions, but... That's kind of what I like about you. You're open to talk about anything.
But okay, so they've done two shows together as far as like stage shows.
I've only seen one of them, but yeah, okay. I believe that they have done two tours.
Because they came touring again.
Oh, did they? Okay.
Yeah, so they'll probably put that out there again.
It was a good show.
It was fine.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the Monty Python version of the show better.
Yeah.
Because it was kind of the same thing. Had a little bit of fake Q&A from the audience where you got to, you know, hear their pre-prepared jokes delivered really beautifully for the 20th time.
Yeah.
But it was, I did, and I just enjoyed seeing them just because... They're them, right? When you can sit, and we had such great seats. We were like 10 rows back in Kathy Ramsberger's seats. She so generously shared her seats with us that night. And so I'm looking almost, not quite as close as I am to you right now, into their faces while they're doing their thing. And it was delightful.
Yeah, that's the thing. I watched the special on Netflix. I would go see them if the opportunity came up in the right way, which would be significantly
cheaper.
But
the show, the Murders Only show, have you seen any of that?
No, I haven't watched that.
Now tell me why. You like them
both,
right?
I don't have Hulu.
Oh, good reason.
Hey, it's Nick. Thanks for listening. Just a couple of clarifications and translations. Pinocchio in Greek is Pinocchio, not Pococoic, which is apparently what I called it. Helicopter is helicóptero, not apaku. Up is pano, so that doesn't really make sense either. I was right, though, on one thing. I did look it up. all you have to do is set up a stand in Epcot for a new country to get it. And eventually a ride appears. Because Disney magic. Have a great day.